Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Republican Ed Gillespie dominated the airwaves all summer long, running television commercials introducing himself to voters. But since Labor Day, television viewers may have noticed a shift, according to an analysis of campaign advertising spending by the Virginia Public Access Project. Northam is now spending almost twice as much as Gillespie. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says part of the logic here is to cut through all of the news created by the Trump White House.
If you think back 4 years ago when Terry McAuliffe and Ken Cuccinelli were running, these were both very visible people who were getting a lot of news coverage. The exact opposite pattern is the case this year.
Clinton Kidd at Christopher Newport University says television viewing habits are changing, though, and younger voters are not as likely to be watching television.
It may be that TV ads aren't as effective as they used to be, but they can't afford not to run them. And for every dollar they're spending on a TV ad, they're probably spending, you know, a quarter of a dollar on social media ads.
Nevertheless, he adds, people of a more advanced age are more likely to be watching television, and they're more likely to vote. That means you'll continue seeing campaign ads during NFL games and Jeopardy.